You're listening to another tasty dish from the larder. Recipes for fresh thinking, cooking up new ways of being.
So hello, good afternoon. This is Jackie Walker, tour guide for Flavors of Thought, Recipes for Fresh Thinking and the Cube of Karma. And today I have co-tour guide Davina Skinner. Good afternoon, Davina.
Good afternoon, Jackie.
I'm delighted to have you with us, and I know that we're going to look at the flavour perception today.
Yep, that's right. Really looking forward to it, actually.
Oh, great. Why? What was it that made you choose perception?
There was no actually fixed decision. I decided to literally start at the beginning, and that's where I thought, there you go, I will go with that one. So, and actually, when I did look at it, I thought it does underpin just about everything else. So I thought it's a pretty good one to go for.
Do you know, it does underpin everything, isn't it? Because perception, change your perception, you can change everything. So it goes along with change your mind, change your thoughts, change your world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And do you use perception as a rule on an ongoing basis? Because I think I find that... I will automatically go and say, okay, how can I see things differently? How do you use perception on a day-to-day basis?
That's an interesting question, actually, because I, knowing we were doing this flavour, I thought I'd look it up in a dictionary to see actually what the definition was. Because, you know, sometimes we get used to words and that's how we know them. And actually, sometimes there's an extra little bit of magic in the definition sometimes.
Mm.
And I thought, I'll answer this, and then it answers your question to me. And what it was to perceive is to become aware of whatever, mm-hmm, by one of the senses. And I thought that was quite interesting because it says one of the senses, so it could be one of any of the senses that we use, because often we think of perception as things that we see sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, what do you perceive? And it's almost like, oh, what do you actually see? But there's so much more to it, you know, how we perceive, because of obviously it's consciously, but also subconsciously, we're actually perceiving so much more. And that's where I find the real juice of the word comes in. But also, it went on to say in the dictionary that actually it said it was to apprehend or to understand. And then it gave the explanation of apprehend, which is actually an interesting word because it means to arrest or stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's an interesting word if you think about perceive, because that automatically fits with it almost being fearful if it's stopping you. And it's interesting that sometimes our perceptions actually do stop us, and they don't actually have to be true, do they? A perception is literally our perception. And it's really quite interesting how that can actually be quite, well, fundamental to how we make our beliefs, to what we, how we go about our day. And it is about your thoughts, your habits, your thinking. And I thought, well, this really is quite a juicy flavour. I really did thought, this is quite, you know, there's meat on this one. so I quite like that.
So we might be here for a couple of hours.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I could do with a cue, yeah, tell me to, you know, to stop it. But, and then also it said, you know, to understand, which actually is what we think of as perceive, is what do we understand? So it's what meaning or significance are we gleaning from something? And it's that is, you know, it's what significance it has to us on all sorts of levels. And so I thought, actually, this is such an important flavour because it will absolutely, you know, have such a profound effect on our day and our life. Mm. So for me, daily, to get back to your actual question, you asked, how do I use perception? I often try and step back to actually perceive the bigger picture. I like to think of it as actually, I was reading a book one time, they said about someone in war in the midst of a battle, they can't see what's going on. They actually have to climb the hill to get the bird's eye view, to see the whole picture of what's going on, to know what best action to take. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like to actually do, is to actually think, hang on, in my awareness, I will step back to actually try and see what's really going on, not just what I'm perceiving. Because sometimes I think we perceive, well, we think we're perceiving, but it's just a habitual way of thinking. You know, we get used to habitually seeing things a certain way, or feeling about a person a certain way sometimes, that actually, if we actually totally and honestly evaluated that situation, we would probably see things slightly differently. And that's why I think perception is absolutely key.
Yes, I like that, because when we let go of our emotional attachment, it becomes much easier to see. And this is really interesting. We both are saying to see, to see, to see.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah,
and that
without bringing in all these other feelings,
our senses. Yeah.
And we do have, you know, another many, many more senses. Where so if we take the non-attached viewpoint, see, if we take the non-attached stance, you would be able to smell out different things. We would hear different messages. We could sense different feelings, because we are so driven by the emotions attached to what our beliefs basically and our experiences, which are what set the filters, and it's our filters which create the perception.
Exactly. And it's like, but it also, it almost is a chicken and egg, because we have to have perceived something in the beginning to then decide that that was good, bad or indifferent. And it's like, this is actually quite, and that's why I say it's quite a meaty subject. And it is. I think if we could almost shift from, like we're saying, not just the sight and the vision and what we're seeing, but it's almost like, okay, my perception, what am I feeling? What am I really feeling about that? You know, and the interesting part of perception is it actually doesn't involve action. The whole thing is, it's just noticing.
Mm.
So it's actually just, well, I was going to say watching, and I'm trying not to. just noticing. And it's like, that's why it's, I think, so easy to help other people sometimes, you know, because we're not emotionally attached, and we can observe and see the bigger picture. Again, all visual words. But so our perception of that situation would be different to someone else's. And that's why I think it's really, really interesting to actually be able to take that breather, that quiet time, that quiet space, to actually honestly evaluate and then just check in. Is this an honest, you know, what do I feel about, what am I perceiving? And then we could go down this whole route of, why am I perceiving that or this way, and maybe ask someone else what they might perceive from it. But that's why I find it's a really interesting, and I think it's absolutely key actually to everything.
I agree with you. And do you know something that I learned many moons ago to do with anything that pitched up before I decided that's what it meant? I would say, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So asking what it means, or how can I play that a different way? So it was actually making it into its own metaphor. So what is this actually telling me about me? What's this story? If I depersonalize this right now, what is that saying about me that I can learn?
Yeah, definitely. Because if we were playing that same thing as different actors and just watching that on a stage, what we would see, feel and interpret would be totally different, probably, because there is no emotional attachment. And that's why I think it can, we muddy the waters with perception, is because in and of itself, it should be just noticing. But by being human, we automatically usually have got emotion lumped alongside it. Mm-hmm. And we're not very good when it's our own stuff that we're looking at to actually just perceive. Mm-hmm. We've got perceived plus one, plus a few baggages. It's like, this is quite interesting that it's actually quite hard to just perceive something without making judgments or making it right, wrong, or whatever, or attaching all these other things to it.
And I think this is the thing, it's not right, it's not wrong, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is.
It's just noticing. What do you notice? And of course, we've been noticing things since we've been in the womb. The baby's been perceiving its whole environment, and the whole time we're growing up, subconsciously, we've been like a sponge. Words might not have been telling us off, but actually the tone of the language, we might not have understood it, but we would have understood the tone that we perceived as a threat, or that was wrong, or, and so that's how we'd learn, wasn't it? It was actually not even having to use language, we've been perceiving things, and we do so continually, 24 hours a day, our subconscious is working, whereas how we read body language and things. And it's like all these things are on the periphery, but they're actually all in our perception.
When I did NLP, there was a figure, and I think our unconscious mind takes in something like 4 million bits of information per second.
Exactly. That's something, yeah, crazy and, like that.
Yeah, and our conscious mind, however, can only deal with 137 bits. And but please don't quote me on the figures, but those are the ones that spring to mind. So I'm taking them as possibly being right and possibly being wrong, but they were enormously ridiculous and hugely apart figures. So it does show that, yes, we are aware of an awful, or our unconscious minds are aware of an awful lot more information than our conscious minds are possibly even ever going to be able to cope with. And the trick really is, Davina, isn't it, allowing ourselves to start noticing and becoming aware of what we're unaware.
Exactly. And being aware, that's it, of what, okay, well, that's what I'm consciously aware of. That's the conversation I'm aware of. But what else was I picking up? Where did that feeling come from? What was I hearing? Was it that situation, or was it attached to something ages ago? There's so much to it, and it to be able to do that, then that's where I think we have to be able to sit somewhere, like view the situation from the top of the hill, just sit beside ourselves, just to honestly evaluate and actually go, if I was just watching this on a TV screen or from the top of the hill, what would I see, you know, or what, and then what would I hear, what would I feel? Oh, and it's how all of these pieces of the jigsaw have fit together, and I made it mean this, and he made it mean that, and that's why, you know, there might be loggerheads on this situation or whatever. And it actually can help us, you know, to really be able to work with this and go, actually, this might be perception. This is not right or wrong thinking. It's not even positive thinking. This is just noticing what's really going on. And how we work with that. And if there is something that we might perceive, you know, as habitually, we may have actually been blinkered on a certain point.
Certainly.
And stopping ourselves. So that's why I think it's actually quite a powerful thing just to even pause to think, well, actually, what am I perceiving? What am I picking up from that? And to be aware that as humans, that's what we're doing. That's where so much of our huge ability comes into, and our capabilities, our potential, is to actually even be aware and consciously aware of what we are able to do and how we're able to use our minds this way.
Totally. So adopt an air of curiosity and perhaps start jotting down things that you now are becoming aware of. That might be a nice exercise to leave people with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really good. Just to actually, when you start to do that and jot it down, like you say, you'll start to notice patterns or things that actually you're not just running on automatic pilot anymore.
Mm. Mm. How lovely. Oh, wow. So tell me something just before we go. Tell me what you have recently, something that has jolted you into realizing and becoming aware of a new perception for you.
Oh, that's quite interesting. There is something actually that I've noticed quite recently for me, is that I tend to go to a lot of workshops and meetings. I quite enjoy those. And I have a habit of kind of automatically assuming that it's all going to be all sort of either beyond me, or it's going to be impressive. I kind of put people on pedestal and think, oh, I've got to learn this or whatever. And then I notice that that's been my perception, because as I've been sat in the audiences of some meetings or workshops, I've actually thought, oh, I didn't actually need to be here for that reason. It was I've been there for a different reason, and I've noticed my perception beforehand was that I needed this information, or that there would be more information there was going to be, or it was going to be run this way. I have a huge, I suppose, a respect for authority, which I think a lot of people do. And I just suddenly, it's been interesting to watch myself going, oh, that was my thinking, that I needed that beforehand. And I've noticed myself going, actually, I didn't need that. And why did I perceive that? You know, was it, sometimes it's in the marketing and the promotional materials. And that's what has been making me think, oh, what was it that actually made me think that? What was it that was said, and why? And that's why I'm sort of thinking, not with having to delve too deep into it, but it's just that's what I've been noticing about myself and thinking, that's interesting. So
how fantastic, it'll save your fortune.
That's what I was thinking. That's the byproduct.
Wonderful. I love that, Davina. What a brilliant one. So people, watch the feelings that come up when you feel, when you notice things. Question everything. Notice the patterns that play out. And do report back and share your findings once you start using perception in your day-to-day life. Davina, thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to doing another one with you soon.
Yeah, so do I, Jackie. Thank you very much. It's been great fun.
Super. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.